There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Sinan Shadi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. You will recall more than 2 months ago, the mayor of Istanbul, a very popular and opposition leader, Ekrem İmamoğlu, was detained on the basis of, well, let's say lawfare. He remains incarcerated, and there's very little prospect of him being able to run against Mr. Erdogan, where he polls very well in the next election. However, at the same time, we have news that Turkish authorities have suspended five mayors, elected mayors, as part of a crackdown on the country's opposition. This has to do with the Republican People's Party, which is CHP in the acronym of Turkish language. Sinan, the arrest of İmamoğlu has stuck. It's not come apart, even though there were protests. This latest suspension of mayors, is it part of the same understanding of Erdogan exercising his authority?
I mean, what you can say is this. I mean, Erdogan's not exercising legal authority, or the Turkish government or the state institutions are not exercising legal authority, essentially, or legitimate legal authority when they have essentially imprisoned Ekrem İmamoğlu and have rounds and rounds of rounding up the staff of İmamoğlu, his lawyers, administrators attached to the Istanbul municipality and other municipalities across the country affiliated with the main opposition, Republican People's Party, the CHP, as you alluded to. It's just the fact that nobody's paying attention internationally. There is literally no pressure upon Erdogan internationally to essentially to hold him account, or even domestically for that matter. There's no institution inside of Turkey that can hold him to account. What we're seeing, for example, in Europe is President Erdogan is essentially about to have a restart to the defense dialogue with the European Union, which has been dormant for some time, simply because the European Union is choosing to compartmentalize its relationship with Turkey and ignore these vast transgressions in democratic rules and norms, simply because the European Union is terrified about the Russian threat continuing to rise on its borders, and they feel that its relationship, its defense relationship with Turkey and the resources of Turkey's defense capabilities is more important to Europe than essentially holding Erdogan accountable for his lack of democratic sort of standards. And so with that, Erdogan feels, that he has a carte blanche inside of Turkey to do whatever he wants, to just basically willy-nilly go after all forms of political opposition without even being held to account. And obviously that's the same as far as Washington goes. So in the past, when we've seen even 10 years ago, when we saw Erdogan trample upon rules and norms and procedures of democratic governance, he would face considerable amounts of pressure, which would then feed into the markets, and Turkey would take an economic beating, and the credit rating agencies, et cetera, which would filter down, et cetera, et cetera. We're not seeing any of those anymore, right? So Erdogan feels extremely emboldened. I'm one of those people who argue that Turkey is on a full blown path to autocratic governance, and it's leading to extreme increased civil strife inside of Turkey. Even though there's no international accountability holding Turkey or Erdogan to account, unfortunately, this is leading to increasing the likelihood of increased civil unrest in Turkey, as we saw with breakout of protest movements in Turkey just a few months ago.
Is it overreach to say that Turkey's beginning to resemble the Russian Federation, the strong man at the center and his lieutenants, also oligarchs around him, and no opposition permitted?
It's not an overreach at this point. In the past, I always shrugged off those comparisons between Turkey and Russia simply because we used to say, yes, there are some similarities. We used to say, look, you know, in the Russian case, elections were always a farce because, you saw someone like Putin be reelected with like 90% of the vote. And everybody sort of saw through that. And so, you know, we said that was just a farce. Whereas in Turkey, you know, Erdogan really struggled with, you know, getting a 50% threshold to be reelected as president. But he'd never crossed thresholds like essentially just jailing flat out political opponents, even before they, you know, elections were held just arbitrarily. And that very much resembles the Russia case. And now there are people starting to ask, well, what if he decides not to essentially have elections going forward?
We've got 30 seconds.
Sure. Or what if he decides to appoint like a sort of Iranian type state council where essentially they appoint sort of, you know, who the next person to rule Turkey after Erdogan is. So Turkey's creeping further and further down to this path of, you know, authoritarian or autocratic governance. And there may be no turning back. So it's quite concerning.
Sinan Chidi for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. What happens in Turkey does not stay in Turkey.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.